Hey, KID crew, I am here at the Heart Events. This is where the Democrats are gathering to watch those results come in. And I am with Miranda Marquette. She's an activist, very involved in our community, and she is vice chair of the Democratic Party, and she is running in District 33. And Miranda, this is your third time running against Barb Ehart. What would you say has been different maybe this time as opposed to other elections?
Yeah, I think one of the things that really has been interesting this time around has been the fact that so many, I mean, I've always had good volunteer base, but I've had a lot of enthusiastic volunteers. And so that's been very gratifying to know that folks are enthusiastically volunteering. We've had door knockers. We had folks do a 2,000 postcard campaign, banged those out in 2 weeks. So it was really kind of, it was just really fun to see that sort of support for me in my community.
That is such a good thing. And I think overall, it's exciting to see the level of patriotism increasing right here in our community. People kind of understanding the importance of getting out and being involved. And I know you and I have talked on many occasions because you're so involved in so many different things within our community. And we've talked about the fact that, you know what, there is something for everyone to do in this community.
Yeah, for sure. And it's not just about getting out every 4 years or every 2 years or whenever there's an election. It's about being involved as a community member where you're at, whether that's being involved on a board, whether that's being involved with your local neighborhood, whatever it is. And I just think that finding an hour or two each week to be involved in something that you care about and that helps you come closer to your community is not only patriotism, but it's good for all of us.
It really is. I have been talking a lot this week about blooming wherever you're planted, just using what you have to make a difference right where you are. And I continue to believe people can do that. And you're a good example of someone, you really are. You do a lot in our community, and I admire that tremendously. Miranda, what message would you like to send out to people?
I think just the usual message I'm always sending out to people. Get involved. For tonight specifically, polls are open till 8 p.m., so if you haven't had a chance to get out and vote, go out and do that. I know that lines are a little bit longer than normal here in Idaho Falls, which is kind of exciting to see. We had a lot of early voting this year, but we also have a lot of same-day voter registration. We're getting a lot of information and a lot of reports from precincts that there's a lot of same-day voter registration. So be patient. Our county elections office is doing an amazing job handling this. So be patient. And if you haven't yet been in to vote yet, you still have a little bit of time left. So get on out there before the polls close at 8 p.m.
All right, Miranda, thank you so much. And you guys are going to be hanging out here, having a good time. Tell people what's on tap for tonight's party.
I mean, we're really very chill here at the Bonneville County Democrats. We're very chill. We've got food, we've got drink, we've got good company, and we're going to have national and local results on the TV. We'll have a little bit of music, and then, of course, we'll, as always, have some great conversation with our community.
All right. Well, Miranda Marquette, thanks so much for taking a moment to chat. And I'm going to echo that same message. It is not too late. Get out. Even if you're not registered, as I was visiting polls today, they said they can register you within like 5 minutes. And if you're in line and it's 8 o'clock, they're not turning you away. So they will stay. So just get to the polls and take that opportunity to cast your ballot, because the stakes really are so high. Thanks so much.
Thank you.